Welcome to KISS FAQ Song Stories. In this series, we'll focus on the histories of some of KISS's best and least known songs. In this episode, Room Service, originally the opening track on KISS's Dress to Kill album in 1975. As the opening song chosen for the third album, Room Service more than met the requirements sought by Neil Bogart for the project. It was happy, upbeat music. With its bombastic, poppy catchiness, it threw down the gauntlet for what KISS were delivering on the album. In terms of its lyrical content, it was as far away from the daily troubles listeners face celebrating the hedonistic lifestyle of a rock star on tour, or at least for a youthful listener, an illusion or illustration of their interpretation of touring glamour. Paul recalled in Behind the Mask, "I love Room Service. There's a good riff in it. Room Service was about touring. I lived on the road at that point. I was more in my element being in my hotel than being in my apartment, and I was more in my element getting room service in any way, shape, or form it came." While there is little to be detailed about the actual construction of the song, Paul summed up the lifestyle that the road had provided in KISSTORY. "We had cassette players next to our beds. We listened to rock music. We had girls around us all the time. We hung out at the Rainbow Club. We ate room service or in diners." Conversely, the song touched on the challenges stars faced, potentially occupying the long hours alone, flight delays, and sweet 16-year-olds with mad dads. Paul also noted in Face the Music, "When I wrote a song like Room Service, it was a musical diary. I was totally immersed in that life." He continued, "The cockmanship was no longer just a fantasy the way it had been on our debut album. Life on the road was everything I had conceived of and more. Hot and cold, running women, everybody and anybody willingly, gladly, take no names. The joy in the vocal on Room Service is real. I was celebrating this life we were living. I was reveling in it." At this stage of their career, while grueling at times, the excitement of being on the road with the hunger to succeed was palpable in the song's lyrics. And it wasn't alone in that sentiment for material hastily written for the album. There wasn't anything new or philosophical to explore when living at the speed of life. Everything was a blur, but that adds to the song's credibility. Studio documentation suggests recording work on the song started during the second part of the day's session on February the 12th and continued into the following day. Additional work was done on February the 18th. Like other songs, mornings would be spent rehearsing the material, with the recording sessions generally starting at 4 p.m. After that, they would run from anything from 8 to 12 hours. Paul also recalled in Face the Music, "Some songs Gene and I wrote in the morning, and Peter and Ace came in the afternoon to record. We had very few leftovers, just She and Love Her All I Can, so we had little choice. We also hadn't written anything on the road. When faced with the choice of noodling on our guitars or nailing a woman from the chicken coop, it was no contest." While songs were a secondary concern at the time, to be fair, having only released their last album the previous October, they could hardly have planned on being back in the studio just 4 months later. Room Service is another of the songs where the thickening of the guitar sound was attempted with acoustic underpinning. Following the release of the album, the song was used as the B-side for the Japanese release of the Rock and Roll All Night single. The song became the third from the album known to have been performed live. Earliest currently known performance of the song is from Fremd High School in Palatine, Illinois, on April the 19th.
I want to tell y'all something. About being on the road all the time. I tell you, when you're on the road all the time and you're taking trips every day and you're in a different holiday inn every night, it gets boring. And we wrote a song because, you see, the only thing that keeps you going when you're on the road is booze and broads. Let's hear it for all the women in the audience. Oh yeah! All right. One thing you can really use when you're in your hotel bed, and that's some room service.
The circulating recording from that show includes part of the sound check where the song was rehearsed several times. When added to the set, it appeared at the end of the main set. Being the most recent studio album, songs from Dressed to Kill only played a peripheral part on the Alive album, which featured four cuts. Room Service, along with Two Timer and Let Me Know, fell from favor as songs from the first two albums, which provided the bulk of the set, were given primary focus, being the most established songs in the group's catalog. Clearly, there were limitations to the number of songs that could be presented in a double LP format, though Let Me Know was clearly worked on during the studio sessions for the album. It is not known whether Room Service and Two Timer were or not, though they may have been abandoned with the bass recordings determined to have been subpar and requiring too much work to fix. As an alternative, they may have been deliberately ignored for other reasons or simply deemed unnecessary. Clearly for Alive, there was a clear purpose to the mission at hand, so there's nothing to suggest anything conspiratorial. Following the Dressed to Kill tour, the song fell from favor in the band's live sets. It wouldn't be until the convention tour offered an opportunity for many neglected gems to be dusted off or attempted. Unfortunately, Room Service only ever managed the latter, with only partial performances at 8 events.
Just as I'm about to shut the light and go to bed,
The song was once again deployed as an album opening track for the reunion compilation You Wanted the Best in 1996, attributed to Davenport, Iowa. It's not known from which live set that night the performance was sourced, or whether it actually came from a live performance versus soundcheck. Fedco Audio Labs had been retained to record the three July shows specifically booked for the Alive project, and two shows in Davenport would have provided an extended opportunity to capture material. Clearly, though, there were shenanigans involved in the 1996 project, and it may not be too naive to believe that there was a need to make corrections to the material, just as Alive itself had been corrected. But clearly, various aspects of the source material was adjusted, apart from the obvious two decades worth of differences to the vocals. The drum track on that recording is consistent with Peter's 1975 performance of the song, albeit with mid-1990s processing and effects changing their overall dynamics. This was something Kiss had done before for recordings on Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits, so it wasn't exactly new ground they were covering. Ace also explained in Rock Soldiers No. 9 that the archival tracks on the collection were pretty much as they were played. They sound pretty bare to me. I thought they could have been thickened up. I was in the studio once, just singing on room service, just fixing my part. My vocal was weak on it, so I just strengthened it. I don't think Paul and Gene did too much overdubs because it went real quick. We were more concerned with getting the right mix. The problem was we were under so much pressure rehearsing and trying to concentrate on the new show. Comparing Ace's guitar work, notably the solo, suggests that more than vocals were thickened. His solo on You Wanted the Best more closely mirrors the tone and attack of his 1996 sound versus 1975. Though comparing a release quality version with a contemporary soundcheck or concert audience recording only allows superficial analysis at best. The song doesn't appear to have entered the equation when it came time to select songs for the reunion setlist. There was an overabundance of classics from which to select, and using 1977 as the framework for the tour left gems neglected since 1975 far out of consideration. However, during one of the early musical rehearsals, the band did briefly revisit the song on at least one occasion.
Hey, why don't you play that song? So if you're going to, if something
happens, you should work that in.
The riff. So then that verse is in G?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. We'll be right back.
Following the reunion, the group occasionally attempted the song at soundcheck, such as the Couadin Casino in Sault Ste. Marie in 2007, and more recently in Hartford, Connecticut, on May the 14th, 2022. They were brief attempts at best. The song was used during the very first Kiss Cruise to open that event's first electric show on October the 14th, 2011, with its last full performance taking place the following night.